For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. We are here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you the latest information about health and wellness. Today, we are talking about fish oil, brain health, and concussions with Dr. Mike Lewis.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you. Lola, please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Lola Passero.
And how old are you?
I'm 9.
9. And who else do we have in the studio with us today?
Cooper Passero.
And how old are you, Cooper?
6.
That's right. And today we're talking about fish oils and brain health and concussions, a really, really important topic. So, guys, let me ask you a couple questions. Lola, tell me, what do you think your brain helps with? Tell us about your brain a little bit.
Well, it helps you with reading, writing, math, any schoolwork you do, mm-hmm. or any of the sports you love.
That's right. And tell us what you know about fish oils.
Fish oils help your brain grow, and they help your brain do better and not get hurt as easily.
That's right. Do you take fish oils, Lola?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Did you take it this morning?
No.
No, you forgot your fish oil pill,
yes.
huh? And why don't you like to take it?
Because I don't think it tastes that good.
I know, but is it worth taking something?
Yes.
Why? Because it's good for your brain,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Cooper, did you take your fish oil pill this morning?
Yes.
Yes. What are some of the things, your favorite things that your brain helps you with?
My sports.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite sport?
Soccer.
That's right. What are some of the other things your brain helps you with?
My bike.
Mm-hmm. What about in school?
Math.
Mm-hmm.
My writing.
That's right. Brains are really, really important. Now, you said soccer is your favorite sport, right?
Yes.
Okay. So have you ever been on the soccer field and you saw one of the other kids get hit in the head with a soccer ball or two kids hit together when they're running on the field?
Yes.
Yeah, and they hurt their head. That can happen when we play sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
Other sports, too. Football, people hit their heads.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of sports. Now,
mm-hmm.
if you hit your head hard enough, it can hurt your brain. Lola, what's it called if you hit your head too hard and hurt your brain?
A concussion.
That's right, a concussion. And what happens in a concussion?
The ball, like in Cooper's case, a soccer ball, hits your head and it moves your head, which causes your brain to bump on the inside of your skull, which leaves a bruise on your brain.
That's right, a bruise on your brain, just like you get a bruise on your arm if you get hit too hard.
Yeah.
And what happens when you have a bruise on your brain?
You can't think as well, like you mm-hmm. can't do math or the sports as well as you did before.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be great if there was a way to help prevent your brain from getting bruised if you bumped it?
Yes.
Well, thankfully, Dr. Mike Lewis is an expert on nutritional and non-pharmaceutical interventions for brain health, particularly the prevention, management, and rehabilitation of concussions and traumatic brain injury and omega-3 fatty acids. In 2012, upon retiring as a colonel after a distinguished 31-year career in the U.S. Army, he founded the nonprofit Brain Health Education and Research Institute. His pioneering work in the military and since has helped thousands of people around the world and regularly featured in media, radio, podcasts, webinars, scientific conferences, and television, including CNN's Sanjay Gupta MD show. Dr. Lewis is a graduate of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point and Tulane University School of Medicine. Dr. Lewis is board certified and a fellow of the American College of Preventive Medicine and American College of Nutrition. He completed postgraduate training at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, Johns Hopkins University, and Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. Dr. Lewis is a consultant to the U.S. Army and Navy, as well as several organizations and companies around the world, and a founding member of the Pop Warner Youth Football Medical Advisory Board. He is in private practice in Potomac, Maryland, and the author of a recent Amazon number one hot seller book, When Brains Collide, What Every Athlete and Parent Should Know About the Prevention and Treatment of Concussions and Head Injuries. Dr. Lewis, thank you so much for taking the time today to be with us on the show.
Well, I'm honored to be on the show with such distinguished guests as you have today.
That's right.
They did a great job. I mean, I couldn't explain things any better.
We've got a very good panel today. So tell us, Dr. Lewis, a little bit about your background, because some of the work that you did around omega-3s, fish oil supplements, and brain injury really broke big and was actually groundbreaking. So can you help our guests kind of get reoriented with some of the work that you've done around omega-3s and brain injury?
Well, about 10 years ago, when I was still on active duty in the Army, I got stationed in Bethesda, right near the Village Green, right around the corner from the Village Green Apothecary, and at the Uniformed Services University. And you can't be on the grounds of Walter Reed without being around wounded warriors. And, you know, we had two wars going on at the time, and so you're around wooden warriors and you start to think, what can I do to help with the effort, you know, just teaching. And I was doing infectious disease, but you're around all these wounded warriors. And about the same time, the Sago mine accident happened in West Virginia, a coal mine accident where one guy survived. And once he got through all the problems of carbon monoxide poisoning and the ravages of that, they were left with, what do we do with this guy that needs to basically rebuild his brain? Mm-hmm. And they used high doses of fish oil and omega-3 fatty acids. And I got to talking with the neurosurgeon that was responsible for his care, and I posed the question to the head of research at Walter Reed, is anybody looking at this for the use in traumatic brain injury? And the answer was, no, why don't you? Mm. And so subsequently, that's started to develop programs and research with the U.S. military to look at the use of omega-3s for helping people recover from traumatic brain injury.
And what were some of the outcomes that you found when you started implementing the therapies for these people with traumatic brain injuries?
Well, the best known case is the one that Sanjay Gupta featured on his show and tied it to the Sago mine accident. And that was a really bad car accident in Northern Virginia, where an 18-year-old, a couple months in March of 2010, bad car accident. And basically, the parents were told, pull the plug, there's nothing we can do. There's no meaning, any chance of any meaningful recovery. And I got put in touch with the family and advocated to the neurosurgeon to, hey, let's give this a try. We got nothing to lose. You want to pull the plug. And they started pouring fish oil down the feeding tube. And the short of the story is the kid went to his high school graduation 3 months later. Mm-hmm. and was working out in Los Angeles, working a full-time job and going to school.
Wow. It is an amazing story, and, you know, help us understand a little bit in this first segment with the few minutes we have left about the role of fish oil and brain health. Just a little bit about the chemistry, Dr. Lewis, because obviously having studied it and researched it, you're probably one of the most educated people in helping us understand why fish oil is so important for the brain.
Well, it takes omega-3s to make a brain in the first place. And so when you're just a fetus growing during pregnancy, a mother will even preferentially give up her bodily stores of omega-3s to help that fetus develop a brain. Just like, you know, we know that a mother will give up her calcium to help the bones grow, but actually the mother will give up her own DHA, one of the important omega-3s, to help that brain grow. So it takes omega-3s to make a brain in the first place, because the brain is made of fat, and about 30% of that fat is omega-3s. And it also takes omega-6s, but the difference is they're meant to be in balance. And so omega-6s are very pro-inflammatory. Omega-3s help resolve inflammation. So not only is it structurally important for the brain, but it's vitally important for the resolution of inflammation when a concussion occurs, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we know high doses of fish oil can help any type of inflammation in the body. And of course, when the brain has a concussion and a bruise, like Lola explained, it needs to heal and the inflammation needs to come down just like any other area of the body. So, you know, these fish oils have not just these DHA components, which are very important for building the brain, but even the EPA as an anti-inflammatory, I'm sure, plays a role in the resolution of injury in the brain. So really a perfect combination of things.
Absolutely. And EPA also helps relax the blood vessels so that you get more blood flow deeper into the parts of the brain so that you can carry those inflammatory mediators that are needed to repair the brain, but also help with the resolution of that inflammation when it's time to get moving on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really interesting work. So what I'm really interested in, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about some of the work that you did, because you've got this Amazon, you know, number one hot selling book, When Brains Collide. This is what Lola was touching on before, that if there's something you can do to help prevent a concussion when you do hit your head, why not do it? And I think that's been a huge piece of your advocating work, Dr. Lewis, is helping educate people on the importance of using fish oils and omega-3 fatty acids to actually prevent problems. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be picking that up. Cooper, can you take us to the break?
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other health care needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during our big summer sale. Now through July 15th, you'll save 30% on popular Pathway brand nutrition products, 25% on other supplements, and 20% on natural body care products. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. And be sure to catch our top-notch radio show, Essentials of Healthy Living, every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on 1500 AM.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you the latest information about health and wellness. Today, we are talking about fish oil, brain health, and concussions with Dr. Mike Lewis.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that intro again, Lola and Dr. Lewis. Thank you for taking the time to be with us on the show today. I mean, brain injury and concussions are really such a huge deal, and especially in the younger population. High school kids are at such risk for head injuries based on the sports they play, the activities they do, and kids in general engage in activities that just are higher risk. They're learning how to ride bikes, they're more adventurous, they're jumping off walls, they're climbing on things, and then, of course, the sports. I know many kids have walked into my office having suffered head injuries as a result of, it's not always football. It could be soccer, it could be baseball, it could be field hockey, it could be trapeze, it could be gymnastics. And they're suffering significantly with symptoms that are not resolving. And there's not a lot in traditional neurology to help these kids recover faster or to educate these kids and the parents on what they could do to prevent the issue in the first place. So, Dr. Lewis, we all know, and you have young boys, right, Dr. Lewis?
Actually, I've got a rising high school senior, a 17-year-old.
That's right. Okay.
Who actually plays a running back and safety on his high school football team, and just this spring picked up, decided to start playing rugby as well.
Right. Okay. So we've got definitely, you know, young man looking to have fun, play football. There's nothing wrong with playing sports, but of course we know from the NFL and all of the things that are going on, I mean, these are high risk for brain injury. So help us understand some of the work that you've done in helping to prevent long-term problems or reduce the risk of major traumatic brain issues when kids are engaging in activities that may lead to a problem.
Well, I think it's interesting, and a lot of there's two areas that I think the NFL has sort of had the spotlight put on. One is, you know, concussion awareness and how to, and that covers a whole big thing, and potentially long-term consequences of concussions, and you hear the word CTE and stuff like that. Which is hard to think about when you're talking about a 12-year-old kid playing soccer or a 15-year-old playing football. You're not thinking about CTE. And so the other area that I think is always kind of brought up is the idea of what can we do to prevent concussions other than just awareness. But, you know, and a lot of that gets surrounded about helmets, for example, and whether helmets should be worn in girls lacrosse, for example, when designing a better football helmet. And honestly, you know, there is absolutely no helmet in the world that will ever be made that can prevent a concussion, because when your brain, as one of the kids said, when your brain comes to a sudden stop or when your head comes to a sudden stop, the brain keeps moving, even just a couple millimeters inside the skull, and can hit the inside of the skull and cause that bruising. So I took a very different approach, or I do take a very different approach. Instead of looking at that outer armor or how you can cocoon, how you can protect the brain with a helmet or equipment and better enforcement of rules, better tackling, you know, no heading for little kids playing soccer. Those are really, 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 really important. But I take the inside out approach and look at it nutritionally. Are there ways that we can decrease the risk from prevention? And in fact, very much so. It really gets back to what we were supposed to learn in kindergarten. You are what you eat.
Mm-hmm. So is this what the book outlines? I mean, is there really good data to suggest that taking omega-3 fatty acid supplements preventatively can help reduce some of the inflammatory effects that occur when we have a head injury?
Well, to do clinical trials such as that are virtually impossible and crazy expensive and would take tens of thousands of people and millions of dollars. So if you're looking for that placebo-controlled clinical trial that proves this theory, it's not going to exist. But we do have animal models where we've been able to show that if you supplement with omega-3s prior to an injury, and that injury could be a concussion in an animal model, it could be a stroke even, that the damage that's done by these things, stroke or traumatic brain injury, are much, much, much less than compared to the placebo. And so we do have the animal models, but doing the clinical trials, no. I mean, I've got great anecdotal experience with it, from everything from people playing sports to bomb explosive technicians in Afghanistan working for the Army.
Yeah, well, it makes perfect sense. When you understand the physiology of the brain, it's not hard to, you know, postulate that supporting the ideal health of the brain would lead to better recovery. It's, you're supporting physiology, and better physiology means better function. And that really applies to any area of the body or any system of the body. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, as you were talking about on the break, I mean, we are what, like 3 or 4 weeks away, maybe 5 weeks away from the start of high school sports season, primarily soccer and football, right? Competitive, lots of running around, boys, girls bumping into each other. So what are some of the actual recommendations that are useful for parents or kids to know about as far as helping to protect brain health?
Well, again, I'm going to deal with it from the inside out. And so, you know, teenagers are notorious for eating junk food. And I've got a good friend at the NIH who says junk food equals junk brain. And so back to you are what you eat. So I'd like to turn that around and, you know, say healthy food equals healthy brain. And so it really gets to where I brought up before the break, the concept of the balance between omega-6s, which are pro-inflammatory, and the omega-3s. And the biggest issue is our food supply has changed so much over the last 50 years, and as well as recommendations and the ability to get fast food and so on, that we've become so out of balance with that pro-inflammatory omega-6s that the only way to really quickly get yourself back into balance is to plus up the omega-3 side of things. And the quickest and easiest way is through supplementation with good quality products. My 17-year-old, for example, that plays high school football and rugby, takes 4 grams of fish oil every single morning before he heads off to school or to practice. And the idea to keep his brain in balance so that it's potentially lowers the risk of having a concussion in the first place.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's fantastic because he's playing sports. But I mean, I would imagine that pretty much any child that was getting a good dose of fish oil through early adolescence or even from in utero all the way through their teenage years, our brains, we know, are still developing up to around age 21 or 22. So, you know, I mean, you have teenage kids learning to control impulsivity, engaging in other high-risk behavior, being around exposure, first exposure to drugs, first exposure to sex, first exposure to all of these different things, and we want kids making good decisions, right? So supporting the brain and supporting development, supporting the prefrontal cortex, executive function, controlling impulsivity, you know, dealing with the temporal lobes, reducing anger, memory, scholastic achievement. I mean, how could you argue against not giving kids fish oil supplements, especially when you look at some of the data that we've seen where moms who take fish oil during pregnancy, their children have higher math and reading scores at age 3 and 4, right? I mean, it just adds up.
It does. And you know, everything from we're seeing, you know, just continued increases in the amount of ADHD in kids, you know, just it goes on and on, you know, asthma, allergies, all these things are inflammatory mediated. And we know that omega-3s can help with the inflammation side of things, from ADHD and other mental health concerns. I don't think that there's anything more important than the omega-3 status. And while it would be great if we could get our omega-3s through food with the whole food entourage effect, that's not always possible. And you're not going to get a 15 or 16-year-old to be eating good quality salmon 2-3 times a week.
Right.
It just isn't really likely, although my kids love salmon, but, you know, it's also not cheap. Good quality salmon's not cheap. So, in fact, it's actually more economical to do it with supplementation.
Yeah, it is. And that is one of the biggest problems with the food supply is you talked about these omega-6s. We get massive amounts of omega-6s in our diet because they come from a lot of grain-based products. So all the things that are flour-based, corn-based, most of the animal products that we eat, the animals are fed grain, so they concentrate omega-6s in their fat. It's very rare to find good quality sources of omega-3s in our society. You know, I mean, some, like if you have a grass-fed cow, that will have a better ratio of omega-3s than one that's fed only corn and soy, which unfortunately most cows are fed. So we end up with the scenario where we have all of these omega-6s and not enough omega-3s, and we end up creating this sort of environment of inflammation. Now, Dr. Lewis, let me talk about supplementation. I mean, your son, 17 years old, rugby football player. He's obviously probably a good, healthy man size. Is there an average dose that you would sort of recommend that people take in this idea of prevention? You mentioned for him, it's about 4,000 milligrams or 4 grams of, you know, what we'll talk about and explain as a high quality omega-3 fatty acid supplement. Generally speaking, are there other guidelines that you can give people?
Well, the FDA tells us that what is called generally recognized as safe, or GRAS, or GRAS for short, the GRAS levels for omega-3s are 3,000 milligrams of combined EPA and DHA a day.
Now, can you explain that just quickly, because there's a big difference between getting a pill that is 3,000 milligram strength fish oil and a pill that has 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA. Can you just explain the label reading just a little bit?
Well, it's when you look at a fish oil label, the most important thing is how much EPA and DHA there is. And they'll list them separately. And so you want to add them up and look. And it may be that it's, say, 2 capsules is the suggested dose. So you have to look at that as well. And so most decent concentrates are about 60%. So if you have a 1,000 milligram capsule, you're going to have about 600 milligrams of EPA and DHA. And that's why I say it's like a 60%. There's a new, you know, over the last couple of months, last 3 to 6 months, the manufacturing process has improved such that we're now able to get newer products, newer concentrates up to around 90%. So for every 1,000 milligrams of fish oil, it'll have 900 milligrams of EPA and DHA. So that's kind of a breakthrough on the manufacturing side.
Yeah, and I think what most people are buying and taking isn't necessarily a concentrate. I think you have to be a fairly savvy shopper. A lot of the fish oil supplements that people are buying at big box stores and at their local drug stores and pharmacies are not concentrates. And those, right, can be like as low as 20 to 30% of EPA and DHA. So you may only have 200 or 300, maybe 400 milligrams of EPA and DHA in a 1,000 milligram capsule. It can be a little deceiving when trying to figure out what is actually going to be a therapeutic useful dose.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I always try to get across is when we're talking about a very targeted therapeutic modality of fish oil and nutrition, we're talking about much larger doses than, oh, I take 1 or 2 capsules a day of low quality, regular drugstore fish oil. So we're talking about multiples of that. And so, like, just my son who takes, it's roughly 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA, and he does that with 4 or 5 capsules every morning. That's far more than what most people would think to take. Mm-hmm. You know, most people will take some, which is good. But if you're really serious about it, number one, you should get your blood checked. That's the best measure. We can actually do blood tests to determine what our omega-3 levels are, as well as our omega-6 levels. That's the most objective way of doing it. But most people don't. They take some, but they don't take enough. They probably need to double up on what they're taking.
Mm-hmm. And basically taking any is better than taking none, and having some good quality fish oil in your diet and also in your regimen for supplementation, really important, and definitely really important for kids, which is why, Lola, even though you don't like taking your fish oil supplement, Daddy always puts it out there for you to try and get you to do it. So, Mike, when we come back from the break, let's see, we can cover a little bit more about these aspects related to fish oil. We can cover a little bit more about what's in your book. And there's another interesting topic that we were discussing, which was related to CBD oil, which is a whole different conversation, not related to concussion and brain injury, but I think you've been doing some interesting work in that area and getting some interesting information. So when we come back, we will go ahead and discuss that. Cooper, you want to take us to the break?
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after these words.
All right. Thanks, buddy. You did great. All right, Mike, we'll be back right after these words. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Thanks for coming back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. We are here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you the latest information about health and wellness. Today, we are talking about fish oil, brain health, and concussions with Dr. Mike Lewis.
Thank you, Lola, for that wonderful introduction. And Dr. Lewis, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the show today. I'm your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. And as Lola mentioned, we're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. So don't forget to tune in. And we thank the Village Green for being our trusted sponsor and bringing us this great information to you. Now, Dr. Lewis, I've been talking about some of your groundbreaking work on omega-3 fatty acids and traumatic brain injury and concussion, talking about the importance of supplementation with fish oil. Let's talk a little bit about this book you wrote, which is really interesting, When Brains Collide, What Every Athlete and Parent Should Know About the Prevention and Treatment of Concussions and Head Injuries. So I'm sure there's a lot of information in the book. I'd love for you to tell us a little bit more about, you know, distill it down. I think you share some really interesting patient stories. I think you share some really important guidelines and recommendations for helping parents and athletes understand how to protect their brain, because it is a scary issue. I mean, we see, if they've totally linked it, right? But we definitely are seeing these patterns of repeated brain injuries in football players having some correlation with significant cognitive declines as people get older, right?
Well, it's not so straightforward. And interestingly enough, just a week or two ago, there was a study that came out and it looked at men who had played football back in 1957 and who are now turning high school football in 1957, and now are getting up in age. And what they found actually was that those people that played football had less depression, less cognitive issues than their counterparts that did not play football. So I really think that that lends towards the argument of the nutrition side of things, because how we ate back in the 1950s and the food supply is so vastly different than what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so clear cut. I mean, when we talk about the Boston University Brain Bank and stuff like that, those are very selected cases. And yes, they're going to see 90% CTE and a very hand-selected cases,
yep.
But across the board, how many millions of people played football?
Mm-hmm.
And were, so it's not as straightforward as the media wants to point out to us.
Yeah, no, it's not. But it is interesting. I mean, concussions can just cause such problems, and what I see clinically is it's particularly a problem when there's multiples. So if somebody has one and then maybe a short period of time they have another, the recovery may not be quite as easy, or they maybe get through the first two, but then they have another concussion. And this isn't even with athletes. I mean, I've seen this, somebody was just goofing around and got, somebody swung a baseball bat and hit him in the head. And then, they fell down a stair, and then they had a piggyback ride with somebody and they fell over and they hit their head. And that third head injury within the course of a year, that's the one that they just can't recover from. It seems like the multiples really complicate the issue.
Well, there's some great research out of Canada that shows they just looked at 70 different factors, and they distilled it down and said these 9 factors are the most important to determine or predict whether somebody's going to recover quickly or have a struggle to recover. And we're talking about really adolescence at this point. And three of the factors were so important that they kind of double the score. And one is being female. One is being a teenager between 13 and 19 years old. And the third one was like having an overwhelming fatigue as one of your presenting symptoms. So I want to explore that for half a second. So basically, female teenagers are at significant risk just by being a female and a teenager.
Hmm.
And that's, of course, who's playing high school soccer.
Yep.
And we find now some studies point out that the rate of concussions in female soccer players in high school is actually greater than it is in football players.
Hmm.
And part of that's, neck strength is a big concern. So there's actually some studies out of New Zealand or Australia that show that if with training on neck strength, you can decrease the concussions or rate of concussions. So it becomes very multifactorial. But of course, teenagers aren't exactly known for being healthy eaters too. So
right. Mm-hmm.
It all kind of mixes in together.
So then help us, you want to share a little bit more about the actual book and some of the information in the book and how you laid it out and what information you're getting across.
No, absolutely. And, I want to make it really clear that the book was written very much for the, I'll call them the generic soccer mom out there.
Mm-hmm.
So the mom that's concerned about a teenager that's playing ice hockey or soccer or football or whatever. So it's really written for that population. It's not a scientific book. It's not a textbook. It's written for soccer moms.
Right.
And I walk through, and I really honestly say that when people ask me, what's your book about? And, I actually say it's about hope, because as you mentioned, somebody that has had a concussion can really, it can change their life. And at some point they may feel, geez, will I ever get back to normal?
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell lots of patient stories about great successes to give people hope that there is more you can do. What our medical system says is go sit in a dark room for a couple weeks and don't do anything and there's nothing you can do, only time will heal the brain. I just didn't accept that, and I just felt that there is more we can do, and the more we can do is significant therapeutic amounts of omega-3s, mm-hmm. to very specifically target brain health. And what I go into the book is I go into the actual protocols. I talk about prevention. I talk about severe traumatic brain injury. I talk about your typical concussions. And I do it through patients and telling the stories, but get down to the specifics. This is how many capsules or this is how much liquid fish oil you should be taking.
That's great. So the book actually lays out the stories, the situations, and then specific doses. So people have a guide of what to do from a prevention standpoint and also from a concussion's occurred, what can we do in order to address it?
Absolutely. And I'll just in case people are looking, where can I get this book?
Yeah,
it's available on Amazon. I grabbed the website whenbrainscollide.com, not to directly order the book, but it gives you that direct link into Amazon and tells you a little bit about the book. And so it's available on Amazon.
Great. Do you have any other really interesting patient stories from the book that would be worthwhile to share?
Well, it's interesting. I start the book out talking about how I got involved in this in the first place. So it's a bit of autobiography. But I think it's written so that it's very readable. You could sit down and read it in 1 or 2 days or one long afternoon. And I start the book talking about the story of Bobby, the kid that was in a car accident in Northern Virginia, and how he used high-dose fish oil to help him recover and get to his high school graduation, the one that was featured on Sanjay Gupta. But it's interesting. I wanted to bookend it. You know, I start the book off in the introduction about that story and how that really got me involved in fish oil and traumatic brain injury. And I finish whatever happened to Bobby or where is he now type of thing. And part of that gets into the concept of, and I introduce the concept of CBD or cannabidiol that's derived from hemp and how I started Bobby about a year or two ago on hemp-derived CBD and how that just has taken him to the absolute next level of functioning.
Awesome. So when we come back from the break, we can talk more about this use of CBD. I think it's an interesting emerging topic that a lot of people don't know about. So I'm so glad to have you on, Dr. Lewis, to help us share some information about that. So Cooper, will you take us to the break?
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after these words.
All right. Great job. We'll be right back.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarte from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarte provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarte is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green
Apothecary. Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Hi, and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. We are here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you the latest information about health and wellness. Today, we are talking about fish oil, brain health, and concussions with Dr. Mike Lewis.
Awesome, Lola. Thank you so much for the intro. We're here with Dr. Mike Lewis. We've been talking about brain injury, fish oils, and omega-3s and concussions. And Dr. Lewis has shared a lot of really great information with us. If you want to learn more about everything we've discussed, please go buy his book. If you have children that are playing sports, active in sports, or you just have young kids in general, this is a book that every single parent and every single athlete, young or old, really needs to read. It's called When Brains Collide, What Every Athlete and Parent Should Know About the Prevention and Treatment of Concussions and Head Injuries. You can learn or get a link to it. It's available on Amazon, or you can go to www.whenbrainscollide.com. If you want to learn more about Dr. Lewis and his private practice here in Potomac, Maryland, specializing in helping people with brain injury recover, you can go to www.braincare.center. And you can learn more about his practice and his office and the services he offers. So, Dr. Lewis, in the last segment we finished up, we were talking about this case of this case that you were involved in, of this teenager who had this really bad car accident, was considered basically brain dead, and through the administration of, it seemed like, high doses of omega-3s by his neurosurgeon, was able to make a recovery and graduate. Now, fish oils were a component of that, but you mentioned something about CBD oil. Now, I don't think a lot of people know about it, and there's a lot of sort of different viewpoints around CBD, but why don't you introduce this topic, and let's spend the last segment discussing it.
Well, CBD oil is a rather interesting thing. It's CBD is the initials we typically use for cannabidiol, a little bit of a mouthful. And as you could maybe discern, it's derived from cannabis. But cannabis is not so straightforward. Of course, we hear cannabis, we think marijuana. But it turns out that hemp is a form of cannabis as well. And you can get CBD oil derived from marijuana, and it's considered a drug. And and it's experimental and all this and all that, and highly controlled by the FDA and the DEA. But if it's derived from hemp, it's considered food. So, like, you can buy hemp seeds at Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. So hemp is hemp, and hemp was a mainstay. It was the main cash crop of our founding farmers. Mm-hmm. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson were hemp farmers. And, it was used for paper. The Constitution and the Declaration of Independence are printed on hemp paper. And it really allowed exploration of the world, because the sails were made from hemp and rope. And even up through World War II, rope was made with hemp. So it's been ubiquitous throughout our society and other societies for thousands of years. But it's gotten renewed interest lately. The person that won the 1970 Nobel Prize for Medicine, a guy named Julius Axelrod, and he was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1970 for his discovery of neurotransmitters. Why I bring that up is because he's also one of the authors of a number of papers, but also a patent that's held by the NIH. And the patent describes CBD or cannabinoids as powerful antioxidants and neuroprotectants. And then the summary, it talks about how CBD oil has the potential to be effective as an antioxidant and as a neuroprotectant, and with medicinal value with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, stroke, traumatic brain injury, and dementia. And so here's a Nobel laureate telling us that this is one of the most powerful things that nature gives us to interact and help as a neuroprotectant.
And, you know, I think it's important for you to differentiate the, you know, there is a lot of talk about medicinal marijuana, and people are using it from everything just as an excuse to use marijuana to treating actual real conditions. And we know that there are some significant applications of it. A lot of the preparations combine the CBD with the THC, and we have these. I mean, one of the reasons why it works, and what you're speaking of, the hemp-based CBD has no THC. You can legally buy it in any state, and it is operating completely different than what people are using in a recreational sense. And I
right.
Think, yeah.
And the Village Green carries it as one of their supplements.
That's correct. And but what was really interesting to learn is that doesn't our brain have like its own receptors specifically for different cannabinoids?
Well, it does. And actually, that came out of some THC research in Israel 30, 40 years ago, where a researcher set out to figure out, why does THC make people high? What does it do to the brain? So he first figured out what the chemical structure of THC was, and then figured out, wow, we have these receptors in our brain, and that allowed the discovery of our own cannabinoid system, which we call our endocannabinoid system, to where we make our own, not THC, but our own version of inherent cannabinoids that help interact with the cannabinoid receptors. And you know, what we've done over the years, we always call them endorphins, right? And so it's, if you think about the runner's high, or you get a rush of endorphins and you feel really good, that's your cannabinoid system being stimulated. And so we have all these receptors in our brain, as well as throughout our immune system. And then what's really cool is not only we have our own endocannabinoids, but nature gives us a way to interact with the system through THC and CBD and others. But they, THC and CBD are meant to be in balance, like omega-6s and omega-3s. And so whereas THC makes you high, gives you the munchies, may cause paranoia, CBD does the opposite. It can depress appetite. It balances that THC so that you don't get too high, because it doesn't have the ability to get you high. But where I've really found the medicinal value has been not just with head injury patients, although it works great with head injury patients, but anxiety. And I think there's a lot of anxiety in our society, certainly with this area, you know, the Washington D.C. area, and all the high-powered people, and you know, the traffic and the stress. There's a lot of anxiety, and so I've found that it works better, faster, more effective than any benzodiazepine, Xanax, or Valium, or any of those, without any of the side effects, because it's a nutritional supplement.
Yeah, and is working on some of the more natural pathways in our body in a much gentler way than some of the benzodiazepines. So how did it actually apply to the case that you were sharing with us earlier that you highlighted at the beginning of the book? Where did CBD supplementation come into play with that young man's story?
Well, about 5 years after the accident, the family had moved out to Los Angeles, and Bobby continued to struggle still, having issues with depression, had tried to commit suicide a couple times, because here's a, you know, now a 23-year-old kid who's, you know, partially crippled and has very slow speech, like a stroke patient. And so he was really struggling mentally. And meanwhile, somebody from the fish oil industry had moved over to CBD industry and introduced me to it. And so I was like, hey, Bobby, let's try this CBD and see, you know, if it'll help. And about 2 weeks after he started to use it, I get a call, and he literally said, this has been life-changing. And so what it did was it decreased his anxiety so much so that he actually asked a girl for her phone number, which was a big deal for him. And even in physical therapy, he walked across the room for the first time without any cane or assistant or walker or anything. Not because his muscles become so much better in 2 weeks, but because his brain didn't tell him he couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and subsequently, a few months later, I get an email from him. He had moved out of his parents' house, got an apartment with some friends, was working a full-time job, going to school full-time, and his anxiety levels had improved so much. He's doing stand-up comedy in Los Angeles now.
Wow, that's like a complete 180.
And it's just, and that's just one story. I mean, I'm building more and more anecdotal evidence of just the power. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's really an interesting field. I know a lot of patients inquire about the ability to get, you know, medicinal marijuana products for different types of conditions. And I think there's a little bit more known about that and a little bit less known about CBD, although the research is starting to catch up. And what's wonderful about it is it's, you know, I think a lot safer and easier to use.
Especially when it's hemp-derived CBD, it doesn't have the THC. So it's not going to make you high. It's not going to show up on a drug test because drug tests are testing for THC.
Mm-hmm.
And it's available at places like the Village Green or online because it's considered food.
Right, because there's no illegal substances in it. It's just the cannabinoids from the hemp plant.
Correct.
Right. So is anxiety one of the most common applications that you're using CBD oil for in your practice?
It is. Chronic pain is another one that I know a couple of surgeons that use it for post-operative pain, for example, chronic pain. I've really found that it has such a tremendous value. Most head injury patients at some point will develop issues with anxiety. It might be right away. It might be down the line. And so it's just really been, I've had numerous patients literally use the words, "This has been life-changing for me."
Wow. That's really, really amazing. And I'm very excited to be, you know, see the use of CBD more so in my practice as well, and see the research that's coming out on it, because with these endogenous cannabinoid pathways in our brain, it makes perfect sense that assisting those pathways may be very helpful in regulating brain chemistry and alleviating some of the symptoms. I mean, as you mentioned, so many people are suffering from significant issues related to anxiety, insomnia, and, you know, the medications and interventions that are available today work, but create a lot of risk. For example, those benzodiazepines like Xanax or Ativan, they're highly addictive and highly habit-forming. And I think what we're going to find with CBD is that habit-forming property is just not there, because we're really using a gentler approach in supporting the natural pathways inherent in our brain rather than using a stronger pharmaceutical approach, which works very well, but really geared at manipulating those pathways and those neurotransmitters.
Well, it's interesting because one of the things that I found with CBD is that the onset of it, the rapid onset is amazing. I mean, like a pharmaceutical, most people will notice an improvement in 15, 20 minutes. So it's a very rapid onset, but it also lasts for a while. So I start people off. I like a product called Plus CBD Oil that I know Village Green carries, and they have a gold concentrate, and it comes in a soft gel that's a 15 milligram gold soft gel, and it's about the size of a vitamin D capsule. And what I typically do is I have my patients take it first thing in the morning with their, you know, breakfast or morning supplements, and most people don't ever need any more later in the day.
Wow.
Some people find that it may take a second one and it helps them sleep better. But most people, what I'm finding is it lasts all day because they've started the day off without the anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And
sets the tone
and
for the day.
That just kind of lingers.
Yep. Well, thank you, Dr. Lewis. We're out of time. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the show today. If you want to learn more, you can purchase his book, which is When Brains Collide. You can get it on Amazon, and you can also visit whenbrainscollide.com. Cooper, why don't you take us out?
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right. We'll see you next time. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health. Take care.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.